Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, new legislation plans to give all people adopted as children full rights to all information concerning their births and early lives. A new birth information and tracing bill will right the wrong done to adopted people in Ireland, according to the Minister for Children. For the first time, adoptees will have full access to the identities of their mothers and fathers without redaction, even if those parties do not want their identities revealed. In a moment, I'll be getting reaction from Claire McGettrick, co-founder of the Adoption Rights Alliance. But first, Fergal Keane has a detail, and he joins me now. This is a radical change from the way things have been done historically on this issue, Fergal.
It is, and the history of adoption in Ireland has been incredibly painful for tens of thousands of people right down through the decades, because it's tied up with the shameful history of mother and baby's homes, with a hypocritical society, and with the church and state operating together to rule how people live their lives and how their children through adoption live their lives generations down the way. But and it's been characterised by secrecy, with all the rights as regard information about the childbirth or early life were kept legally kept from those children. And anyone who's listened to any radio programme over the last couple of decades will know that this has caused immeasurable pain, where adopted children were denied access to birth certs, to knowing their early medical history, any family medical conditions, and what might have been done to them in the first couple of months of their lives. And that's completely separate from mothers and babies who might have wanted to contact each other in later years. Even that was denied for decades. But after the publication of the Mother and Babies Home report a year ago, several pieces of legislation were promised, and this is one of them, published today by the Minister for Children. And here he is, Minister Roderick O'Gorman, explaining on RTE News at 1 earlier today what changes would come under this new law.
Well, for the first time, adopted people will be able to access their full unredacted birth certificate, information about their early life, their origins, information about their family background, how they were cared for, and their medical information. And I think, as you said, we know that for decades, adopted people have been denied access to their own information. And I know for many of them, this has been a hugely negative experience. So this legislation will enshrine in law a right of access to this information for adopted people, for people who are the subject of illegal birth registrations, for anyone who's questions about their origins. The bill will also provide a statutory tracing scheme as well to allow families reconnect where families were split perhaps through adoption, and will also address the situation that people who were subject to illegal birth registrations over the years that clarify their legal status as well.
And that is Minister Roderick O'Gorman. Does this represent a radical change, and I wonder?
It does, because for the first time, adoptees will have the full legal right to their full birth certs and to all their early life information. And that's whether the adoption was formal or not, whether it was legal or not. And crucially, the birth parent will not have the right to deny any of that information to the child. The right of the mother, who might not wish this information to be known, has been a block on progress in this area for more than 20 years. And when you take the numbers of people involved, there were 44,000 legal adoptions from 1952 on, and there were actually 700,000 adoption files on record, so tens of thousands of people. But now the adopted child will, when this legislation comes into law, have access to their full birth cert for the first time, meaning it can include the name of the father if that's included there, or in other information. The advice to the government, apparently from the Attorney General, was that the rights of the adopted child to information, to their own information, came ahead of the natural parents' rights to privacy under European laws, and that is the change here. So the position of the mother the birth mother, who from now on will be known as the mother under this legislation, that's going to change significantly, because many thousands of women would have wanted their identity kept secret for a whole host of reasons, but they will no longer be allowed to stay unidentified. Their child will have the right to know who they are. So the mother can now only say, from now on, say to the General Register Office, who control this information, that they don't wish to be contacted. And that's a radical change. And the issue is, it's going to cause some difficulty for many women, because what happens if the child contacts them anywhere, attempts to contact them anyway? And I expect that's going to be thrashed out in quite a lot of detail in the Oireachtas debates on this piece of legislation. But then the new law will also give a right to the next of kin of adopted children, if they're deceased, the right to seek that same information. And a key area here is that they want to allow siblings who might have been adopted to different families to get enough information about how to contact each other. But here again is Minister for O'Gorman explaining what would happen when adoptees sought information.
Where an adopted person seeks access to their information and the parent has placed a no contact preference on the contact preference register, in that situation, the adopted person will either get a phone call or undertake a video call or an in-person call with TUSLA or with AAI. And at that in that information session, the no contact preference of the parent will be conveyed to them. Their own right to information will be recognised as well. And then they will be provided with full access to all their information.
And that is Minister Roderick O'Gorman speaking earlier on this station. My thanks to Fergal Keane for that explainer. I'm joined on the line now for reaction to this by Claire McGettrick, co-founder of the Adoption Rights Alliance and co-director of CLAWN. Claire, you're very welcome to the programme and thank you very much indeed for joining us. You've branded today's legislation offensive. Why is that?
It is indeed offensive because it does not, in fact, enshrine in law any kind of automatic right to birth certificates and files. In fact, it enshrines in law discrimination and prejudice against adopted people. And the way that it does that is where, as Fergal said, a natural mother or father has registered a preference of no contact, the adopted person in question, before they get access to their birth certificate, will have to attend a mandatory information session. And what the minister actually omitted from that last soundbite that you played there is the fact that at that information session, the importance of respecting the natural parent's privacy will be explained to the adopted person. Now, that is a ridiculous thing to suggest that is necessary for any adopted person. And I just need to also take issue and correct the record just from Fergal's summation of the status quo. The government's line for many, many years has been that adopted people and mothers are on opposing sides, that mothers are terrified, that some mothers are terrified that their children are going to try, their adult children are going to try and contact them against their will. For those of us who have worked in the area for a long time, who know mothers for many, many years, you know, both from might be a bit of fear expressed, right through to that moment when they realise, when they speak to other mothers and realise actually it was fear, it was just fear of facing what happened in the past for them. We know that this is utterly untrue. And it is also utterly untrue that there is a need to protect these mothers from adopted people.
But I suppose when you look at it from... And you know what? We accept exactly what you say. But if you look at it from the minister's point of view for a moment, and I'm sure you have exhaustively over consultations with the government and discussing it yourselves with your own legal team and so on. But I suppose they sought advice from the Attorney General, and they sought advice as to how to arrange the competing interests of privacy versus the right to access to information to adoptees. And was it not necessary from their point of view when preparing this legislation to sort out that legality, even if you say it wasn't necessary?
Well, no, because first of all, birth certificates are public records and they always have been since 1864. And adopted people have been able to access their birth certificates since the 1990s with a methodology developed by our predecessor organisation. And thousands of adopted people have availed of this methodology and the sun hasn't fallen out of the sky. So that's the first part. The second part of it is that under the GDPR, every single citizen in this country has rights to their personal data. And I would argue that the vast majority of the records held on an adoption file are an adopted person's personal data. So there is no need to place any kind of restriction on that. And it, and these restrictions are being placed simply because we are adopted. And so rather than sort of, you know, banish the secrecy and shame to the past, this this legislation prunes it, no matter what way the government and the minister and the department want to dress it up.
So when the minister says that this bill provides full and clear right of access, you're saying that is not the case. You're saying people will be left behind here.
People will indeed be left behind. And moreover, every adopted person in this country will be tarred with that brush. I'm sorry, but I have not spent the last 20 years of my life campaigning so that a statute can be put in place that says adopted people need the concept of privacy.
So what should happen now, Claire?
The government needs to radically alter this bill. It needs to implement the 83 recommendations of the Oireachtas Children's Committee, which were very strong and very positive. Otherwise, you know, no legislation is better than this legislation. And I can't put it any clearer than that.
Really? You go as far as that? Scrap the bill entirely if they don't radically change it?
If they don't radically change it, absolutely. I am not willing to stand over a bill that leaves people behind and that erodes our rights and enshrines discrimination against us.
Okay, Claire McGettrick, co-founder of the Adoption Rights Alliance and co-director, as I say, of CLAWN. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks.